the opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Our guest is Chris Pesman, the new athletic director at the University of Houston. What does this mean to you to be able to come back and take over this program, especially in where it's positioned now?
You get into it and you realize that it's coming to fruition. The magnitude of it, it hits you and it means so much. I met my wife on campus there. Every aspect of my life in some way or fashion has been associated with the University of Houston. I'm very honored to be back.
This NFL Network thing, and so far they're just suspended, right?
I mean, Marshall Faulk's the biggest name of the bunch that got thrown in here. Oh, well, Donovan McNabb's a pretty big name, too. They're going after him, and it's the same lady who apparently is accusing all these guys. Normally, I would expect multiple women to say things about different men, but in this case, it's one woman who found a way to get sexually harassed by literally everybody who works at the NFL Network, apparently.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow, with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. All available on Podcast Arena. Welcome in our listeners on SportsMap 94.1. Welcome to the show. Join the 97.5 Blitzers. And hopefully we'll have a little fun here this hour. Been a little political today. Been a little sportsy.
Have we been sportsy? I feel like we've not been that sportsy.
I think we have. We talked a little bit about playoff positioning, and we talked a little bit about what's going on with the Stanton signing and trade. So we had a little baseball there. We talked about the Rockets a little bit. I think we've been pretty sportsy.
I just watched a video of a conversation between police and a man who put up a penis and balls and a picture of a bell and the word end in Christmas lights on his house. And the cop is like trying to force him to take his Christmas lights down. I've got the audio, John. I'm going to send you the audio, John. Maybe we could play this conversation between the policeman and the guy with the offensive Christmas lights. But
do I have to clean it up?
No.
Okay.
But he's trying to make the cop is trying to make up a law that says you can't have these Christmas lights up. He's like, what law am I breaking? He's like, it's in Section 5. He's like, Section 5 of what? But it's pretty funny.
All right.
You're not amused.
I need to hear it, I think.
Maybe you have to see.
Yeah, because it's just kind of sound. I mean, I need to hear him, I guess.
The guy got arrested, by the way. So there's his Christmas lights. And apparently having a picture of a bell followed by the word end is offensive in some cultures.
I guess so.
Not mine. To me, it's funny.
Where was this at?
I'm pretty sure it's in England. Oh. It's the only place where they say bell end.
Yeah. So this ATM robbery here was at the Houston Marriott West Loop, which is right over here, right? Eight suspects who donned masks and stormed a hotel basically came in, took the ATM that wasn't nailed down. It was 2:30 a.m. Guests slept in the 12 floors above. They walked right through the front door and went to work. According to Lieutenant Larry Croson, 7 to 10 men wearing masks came inside the lobby of the hotel and threatened the security officer and overnight cleaning person. And the ATM was not bolted to the floor. They picked it up, carried it out the doors they came in.
Did they lift with their knees or their backs?
I don't know, but there were eight of them. And waiting for the men were two Dodge Magnum wagons and a Chevy Impala. And this is a big operation.
Seriously.
Like three cars, 8 to 10 guys, and...
Don't those have, like, wouldn't... I don't know, you know, I'm not that smart, but... If there's an ATM, don't they have some sort of a tracking device in that ATM somewhere?
I don't know. I would guess, but they probably got the thing torn open, got the money out, and got rid of it. But
most, I don't think those things are that easy to break into.
Most ATM thefts happen at convenience stores. And I actually saw a convenience store over in Midtown where they had the ATM up against the glass, and a dude drove his truck in there and hit the ATM to knock it over, grabbed as much money as he could, got in the truck, and ran off.
Oh, wow.
And that's an area where there's a lot of police. I don't know how he got away with it. So, and then, but this one, and most of those have less than $500, but police say this hotel ATM likely had a large stack of cash, making it appear like this was a well-thought-out plan.
All right.
Which, obviously, I mean, that's like some Ocean's 11 stuff, right? Or, you know, a whole gang. Wonder how much they
got away with.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's a ballsy move, though.
Mm.
And there's no like where they're not busted. They didn't get caught.
No.
Man, I need to get into that crime business.
They've
man.
Been searching the surveillance video for any clues about the suspects.
I got to get into that crime.
None of the men showed a gun. They were careful to cover their faces. Police are hoping to catch them before they strike again. Investigators say if you have an ATM in your gas station, grocery store, or hotel, you need to bolt it down.
Yeah, probably so.
Officers also suggest pointing a camera directly at the ATM. I thought ATMs had cameras in them.
They do.
Yeah. So, yeah, just thought I would share that. Okay, do you have the audio now? I was just trying to keep people occupied until
you're I'm listening to it.
Oh, okay.
You didn't believe me?
No, I believed you. I just was recording it, and I did a search, and this was from last year.
Oh, was it? Okay. Well, yeah. Never mind. Don't even play it then. It is still really funny, though.
Yeah.
How is it offensive, by the way?
Well, because there was he had a penis and balls in Christmas lights, and bell end is basically like, he's basically talking about someone's, like the tip of someone's dong. That's a popular term in England. No one ever says it here.
Yeah, sad. That's why I didn't get it.
I think more people should say it here.
That's why I didn't understand what you were talking about.
I figure all the BBC you watch, that would come up.
I've never seen that on any one of those shows.
They don't talk about penises on those shows?
They do, but I've never heard that term.
Oh, okay.
So
it's just, is it bell end? Is this bell end?
Bell end, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because the end looks like a bell.
Oh.
Does it? Yeah.
I got you.
I'm pretty familiar with a lot of British culture. That, not so much.
Oh, sorry, man. I'm surprised they don't say it in Canada, too.
Honestly, it's not like we have carry on a lot of conversations about penises with my in-laws, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was posted December 22nd of 2016. It only has, on YouTube, it only has 962 views.
Lamont brings up something that I've meant to talk to you guys about. You're not watching Walking Dead anymore either, are you?
No, I'm out. Michael's still watching, though.
Guess what happened on Sunday?
I think a major character got killed off, right?
Well, he didn't die yet, but he's going to die. And it's just, if what have I been saying the whole time? Which character needs to die the most?
Rick.
Well, all of them, as far as I'm concerned.
No. The number one character that needs to go, I've been saying for years and years, Coral.
Oh,
Carl got bit by a zombie.
Good.
You know they're going to end up chopping his arm off or something?
No, he got bit on on his chest.
No, he can still chop that off.
Yeah.
he lost an eye. What's a chest?
They'll find some.
Oh, it's so great. I hope that he dies. He needs to. But we won't know until February now. I don't know why I watched that show, honestly. It's so stupid and terrible, but my wife is still into it, so I'm like, oh, God. My thought is, well, I'll just finish it out. But Lord knows how long they're going to ride that thing.
Because it's a comic book.
Yeah.
And it's still ongoing.
They just need...
Yeah, they're never going to end it. That's the thing. They're just going to keep... Because people keep watching. And, you know, they're going to keep making money. That's what they do.
Yeah, I finished Punisher over the weekend. The best Marvel TV show.
Really?
And it's not even close. Yeah, it's not even close.
I can't wait to
watch it. A lot of gore, a lot of, you know, what Punisher does.
I'm watching the last season of Longmire right now.
Yeah, they canceled that, didn't they? I guess Netflix brought it back for a season, but they're canceling.
They brought it back for two.
Okay, but
I don't think they really canceled it. I think they just decided they were gonna.
They didn't renew it.
Yeah, they didn't want to keep it going. I think the guy who writes it didn't want to keep it going.
Hmm. Yeah, I was reading a whole bunch of things on Netflix shows that weren't coming back, and it was kind of fascinating that they intentionally cancel shows that people like. It's very weird.
There's a show called Dark. Have you guys heard about this show?
No.
Supposedly, it's very similar to Stranger Things, and some people are saying it's better than Stranger Things.
Yeah, I have heard of that.
But it's in German, so you have to watch it it's subtitled in German, which I might do. I watched Narcos that way.
Yeah, so, I could pick out enough of what they were saying, too, though, that one wasn't that hard.
Yeah.
But...
So it's Dark. The synopsis is a family saga with supernatural twist set in a German town where the disappearance of two young children exposes the relationship among four families.
Oh, that sounds good to me, but it's in German. That's a struggle.
Yeah, it's asking a lot. But basically, the reason they basically cancel so many shows because they're constantly churning in new ones. And the hit rate on those,
people dig the new shows.
Yeah. So, very interesting.
But
story.
They won't get rid of Stranger Things because that's like that's a big money maker for them.
Yeah, but the ones that
there's a couple who come through. I bet those Marvel shows make them a ton of dough.
Probably so. Yeah. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So, I don't do a lot of shopping and buying stuff. But when I do, I kind of like overdo it. Like, you see this thing I'm wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool, huh? I think it's cool. I don't need it. I went to buy some new running shoes today because I'm about to start on my...
When you say you don't need it, I mean...
I don't need it. I saw it and it looked cool.
It's a pullover. I mean, it's going to keep you warm.
No, I can use it. But it's like I went in to get running shoes and then to get some running stuff for the wife as a gift, right? That was it.
Okay.
But then I saw this. I thought, oh, that looked good. I'll take that. And then I saw a couple other things and I'm like, I don't need them, but what the hell?
This sounds like me when I go to buy beer.
Well, I do that with beer, too.
Yeah.
Made a spec stop today, too, as a matter of fact, just so you know. But, I mean, I almost never buy anything, but when I go to a store, I wind up buying a hell of a lot more than I went to get.
Hmm.
I don't know what that says about me. I'm good for the economy.
I would say so.
I know people at Academy are pretty happy today with what I spent over there.
Yeah, good job.
But I don't really need this crap. And plus, and now this is the other thing is whenever I buy something new, I have to get rid of something to make room for it because I have just the right amount of space.
Yeah, you don't live in like a massive house.
It's pretty big, but we've got huge closets, but I also, you know, I kind of have a limit on this kind of stuff.
Right.
Anytime I buy something new, I always get rid of something.
Okay.
And I just gave away a bunch of stuff after the storm. I gave about 4 bags of clothes, I think.
Yeah, I got rid of a bunch of stuff that way too.
Yeah, so... I'm probably going to have to drop a couple more bags of stuff. But I did get some really cool running shoes.
Well, that's always good.
Yeah, I needed some new ones, and I got my first race in a while on Saturday. I'm only doing the 6K, not the 12, but then I got a 10K on the first, and I'm hoping to do a 10-miler in February. And if that goes well, I'll be on to the half marathon again.
Sam says Dark is lip dubbed over in English on Netflix. I don't know if that's good.
Ooh, because all I can think of is Mad Max.
I was forced to watch the last last season of Narcos that way because for whatever reason, about halfway through the season, the subtitling stopped working.
Uh-huh.
So I had to switch it to where there was someone who would basically describe everything that was happening in English. And I didn't like it that way. Because when Netflix comes on, it's like, a white screen appears. Large red letters spelling Netflix appear on the screen. It's like, yeah, I get that. I see that that's happening. It's like for blind people, basically. I don't like that.
I whenever I think of voiceovers, I think of Mad Max because Mel Gibson was so bad at English.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know what you're thinking.
How are you that bad at English when you speak English?
I don't know, man. You know, Nelson wants to tell us about Dark. Let's put Nelson on. What's up, Nelson?
Yo.
Yeah, hey, what's up? Well, basically, I was going to say what the texter just said. It's a pretty good show, but, like, you kind of can get distracted by, like, the voices are not, like, in sync when you hear, like, the English.
Yeah.
And then they're actually speaking German. It's a pretty good show, though. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
It get weird.
Yeah, I'd rather watch just with regular subtitles than that dub over stuff. I don't like that.
Yeah, the only problem with subtitles, and I think we've talked about this before, is I like to do other stuff when I'm watching.
You have to be committed.
You can't really do that. You have to focus on the show. Like, sometimes I'll be working on I'll work on the, like during the day if I'm watching TV, I'm working on the website or I'm writing something. So I don't want to have to pay attention. I can just listen, put my head down when I need to. But boy, if it's subtitled, you got to pay attention. You're all in on that. Harry says, have you guys seen Big Mouth on Netflix yet?
No.
Holy bleep, please watch it. I can't stop laughing.
No, it's funny. I don't like to watch funny stuff on TV.
I say that, and then I got turned on to Rick and Morty, and that was worth the whole thing.
Yeah.
That is one of the funniest, freaking, most brilliant things I've ever seen.
Yeah, it looks like Big Mouth is animated.
Oh, I'm definitely not watching it.
And the synopsis is teenage friends find their lives upended by the wonders and horrors of puberty. It kind of looks like a Rick and Morty type of show. They have monsters in it.
I'll wait until I hear more about it.
Speaking of subtitles, there's certain parts of Punisher where you might need subtitles because
what?
John Berthnall, he talks like that really
like Batman
goes full Bane.
Yeah, he talks really low and it kind of. You know, so some of it you might need subtitles.
No, I'll just rewind and turn it up really loud. And I watch, like, when I watch shows, I watch, like, the volume in my house is so absurd. My wife is like, hey, we can't discuss what's going on because the TV's so loud. I like it that way, too. But when I watch football or watch sports, I just watch it at, like, a normal volume. But when I'm watching these shows, I like to, especially a show like The Punisher, like an action show, I like to crank up the sound really high.
Yeah, I like it really loud, and the wife doesn't. And she's always like, turn it down, which I hate. Cause
my dad is so deaf now that
I had a lot of years in my head and an amplifier, so I don't hear as well as I should.
He has he has headphones that go straight to the TV.
Yeah.
So like whatever's on the TV goes straight into his wireless headphones, and that's how he watches TV now.
But what I hate.
So if I knock on his door, I never hear it. He never hears me. Only the dog's barking makes him hear me.
I hate movies where the dialogue is really low like this.
I hate that too.
And then when the action comes out, and that drives me nuts, and it really drives her nuts because I have to sit there with the volume and turn it down.
I don't know if this was a production issue, if it was a theater issue yesterday, but the first half of Star Wars, they were talking like this. The volume was really low. And then a bunch of exploding happened, and it was like really loud. But then I didn't really notice it towards the end of it. So I don't know if it was a theater issue or if it was like the production stuff.
I hope it's a theater issue.
A lot of people talking about Godless on Netflix, too.
Yeah, that's on my list, too.
Yeah, that looks interesting to me. I've
got so much stuff to watch.
And now the football's winding down. I say that, but I'll be into the damn bowls now. And then it's going to be every night. So
I need sports to be over.
Yeah, maybe we should just ban all sports.
We need an off season of sports.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't it be great if there was a month where there was no sports?
Well.
So people could catch up on other TV shows?
But see, the problem is, even the slow part, that's when we can take, the only time we get to take time off, really. We can take extended time off.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, that's tough. Maybe we'll have to start watching TV on vacation.
See, that doesn't really work either.
No. Damn it. Oh, well. There's no perfect solution.
Hey, Harry is saying Rick and Morty is a kid show compared to this. Okay, you're dogging my show. You're probably not going to get me to watch yours now.
Well, he's just trying to tell you it's pretty intense.
He goes, I love Rick and Morty, but not even close to how sick Big Mouth. Okay, you know what? That's not going to get me sold. All right? Okay.
Don't be so sensitive about your shows.
Don't be dogging my show. Tell me kid stuff. Come on.
Well, he said it's kid stuff in comparison.
Yeah, which, mildly offended by. All right. I got some sportsy stuff. You want to do that?
We could do that. It's fine.
What time? Oh, Lamont.
It's 6:30.
Lamont brings up a good point about Game of Thrones did that with the sound. Especially seasons 1 through 3.
The dialogue was really low.
Yeah, that scene between Jamie and Brienne in the hot tub especially. That was one. I mean, I think I had the thing on 100 during that, and you could barely hear it.
And it's harder because of the accents. One of the shows that I really needed subtitles for, Luther, that's probably one of my favorite TV shows of all time. That's a different type of English, and I couldn't understand a damn thing that they were saying.
Well,
that's when I get mad. They speak English and I still don't understand them.
But it took me 3 episodes to figure out who was saying what.
It was a lot of innits, and I was like, what is going on?
It was about that 3rd episode where there was one of those holy bleep moments, and I fell in love with it. But yeah, you had to concentrate. I had the same problem. I couldn't understand a word they were saying in Peaky Blinders. I had to eject. But Luther, I at least could pick up enough. And by the 3rd episode, I could tell what they were saying. And maybe if I stuck with Peaky Blinders, I could figure it out. But there was one other show I watched where it was a very old brogue English accent and, like Cockney, I guess. And one of them was that, and one of them was like a full Irish accent. And they were constantly talking to each other.
What were they speaking? Whatney?
Cockney.
Oh.
Yeah. Gosh, you're so pathetic.
Okay.
What?
You're so pathetic.
I didn't hear what you really said. I needed subtitling.
You're pathetic. You really are. You're such a child sometimes.
Yeah, I am. What's it to you, Fred? What's it to you? Quit being such a bell end about everything.
Yeah,
Guys,
see, that would be funny if I knew what it was.
You know now.
Yeah, I still don't believe it because I've never heard it after watching all the Cockneys talk.
Google bell end and put it, let me see if it's in Urban Dictionary.
Why would I do that?
So we can know if I'm making this up or not.
I'm sure you're not making it up. I've just never heard of it.
Yeah, it's on Urban Dictionary.
What's it say, John?
British slang for glans penis or penis head.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like the mushroom tip, basically.
Yeah, one of the definitions, the head of the penis being vaguely bell-shaped like a mushroom head.
Yeah, see?
Well,
you don't know enough about penises in foreign languages.
Apparently, but if you want your lady to,
you're not cultured. I'm cultured. I know about penis in 100 different languages. That's not even true. But like 2 languages, English and English. All right, guys, Christmas is right around the corner. This year, go with a win-win. Something's going to make her happy. Something's going to make you happy. Pajamagram has just that. The super warm, world-famous hoodie footy is a good place to start. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. If you're not into the hoodie footy, no problem. They've got something for everyone at pajamagram.com. Maybe you want to buy something for your daughter. Maybe you want to buy something for your mom. Maybe you want to buy something for your whole family. You want matching Christmas pajamas on Christmas morning. You can get those at Pajamagram. Maybe you want something super sexy for the wife or the girlfriend. Well, they've got that at Pajamagram as well. In fact, you can go with the sweet and sexy gift set that includes a hoodie footy and a sexy midnight fantasy. You buy both today at Pajamagram.com. You save $40. Greatest news, you don't have to gift wrap. That's great for me because I'm a horrible gift wrapper. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, so I never have to worry about it. Christmas delivery, guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you. All the time asking what you are, you're standing in the sand while it turns to tar. Wonder why I ever won the war when an estimated fall makes you want it more. Out of death.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776. Harry Tong, for me to just trust him on this big mouth. I'll watch some clips and see, but I have to tell you, if you've built it up to be as good as Rick and Morty, and if it's not that, then I'll never trust you again. I don't, and I it's not just you. I don't trust anybody on Twitter anymore after everybody tried to sell me on Billions. And I got through about six episodes. Oh, it's as good as Game of Thrones. No. It was just, really? Yawn. And there's one other show that everybody's telling me I got to watch this. I can't remember what it was, but I got through three episodes, and I'm like, this is garbage.
Was it the Golden Girls?
No, I love the Golden Girls.
Good.
I want to do a foursome with them. But there also have been
foursome? Who are you going to leave out?
Huh?
Who would you leave out?
There were only four of them,
weren't there? There's four of them. That would be a fivesome if you were involved.
Oh. Mm. I wouldn't leave out Bea Arthur, that's for sure.
She would be the first one I would leave out, to be honest.
I'm breaking that hip.
She's bigger than you.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I like to look up at those giraffes, you know?
Oh, it's all good. Boy.
But, no, there have been some good suggestions on here, usually when I get them from two or three people, and then I check them out. But most of the time, I check out stuff that's got a significant buzz beforehand, and then, you know, rather than after. I like to be proactive on these things, but I'll check out some clips and see. But I'm not going to trust anybody anymore after that Billions fiasco. I can't believe how many people were telling me, oh, it's better than Game of Thrones.
And it's not?
No. It was okay, but
I'm glad I never listened to any of those people. I'm not easily impressed with television. Actually, I probably am pretty easily impressed.
Yeah, it just depends. Plus, I have different... I like something that's going to surprise me and be completely different, which is why I fell in love with Rick and Morty. It's like it just came out of nowhere.
Yeah. And I just don't like cartoons.
Yeah, and...
Like, I used to love The Simpsons. There was a time in my life where The Simpsons was my favorite show, and I just... At some point, I was just like, man, I can't get into it the way that I used to. Like, it frustrated me.
What was the other one? I watched Archer a lot for a while, but then I kind of got bored with it because it was different. Yeah, that's like Banshee. When I saw Banshee the first time, I'm like, okay, this show is completely different. I like
it.
Oh,
yeah.
And then it stayed excellent the whole time. Murky says Bea Arthur was also a lesbian in real life, wasn't she?
I don't think so, but
I hope
it's
not.
Entirely possible.
She's dead, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. All the Golden Girls are dead except for Betty White.
Okay. Well, I guess Betty White's going to have to be the single. Not going to be able to force him.
No. She might be too famous for you, though.
Probably.
She was always
famous. If I were hooking up with her, I'd pin up that poster of her from when she was young behind her and look at that.
Right.
Yeah. You think Betty White still has sex?
I tend to say no.
I kind of wonder when old people quit. Because I'm getting to that age. I need to think about it.
I would say... If I think about someone over the age of 80 having sex, I get a little vomit taste in my mouth.
Come here, Ethel.
It's like, listen, if you make it to 80, you shouldn't.
Came me, baby.
You just need to love each other based on your love and mutual affection.
Rub that geritol on me, Ethel.
Yeah, Betty White's.
Lower.
Betty White's 95.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's done.
If she's still doing it, that's really gross. I mean, maybe some people like really old ladies, but not me.
Well, I mean, just to say, did Betty White? You don't have to say when.
Yeah. No, it's just not for me now. It's too late. She's too far past her prime.
Her prime was 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Most likely. 60 years ago, really.
Yeah. No, I can't do it.
Come over here, Ethel.
But hey, different strokes for different folks. You know?
Wheel over here.
Maybe you get like a like you got a really horny old dude. Maybe he wants some. It's all right.
Who says STDs are terrible in old folks' homes? I've heard that before. That a lot of these old folks' homes are just going around banging like crazy, which I think that's pretty gross.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's sometimes when you live in those tight environments like that,
yeah,
you get a lot of that.
If they die, they die.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you know you're about to die soon, you want to at least go out with a bang, right?
I see what you did there. I see what you did.
Or two?
Or probably not two.
God, I mean, how gross would an old person threesome be? I mean, you got skin hanging all over the place. You don't know what's where. I mean, ugh. I bet you there's porn of that.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing. Maybe you should check that out tonight.
Yeah.
For anyone who wants to be celibate, I highly recommend you watch old person porn.
Mm.
Old person threesome.
Guess what I'm going to tell you about right now? A new way to get circumcised.
You think all these old guys are circumcised?
No. Some of them were born before circumcision invented.
Oh, well, what should they do and where should they go?
If you're an uncircumcised male, first of all, you're at increased risk for a lot of infections, STDs, penile cancer, which is probably, Jong, is penile cancer the worst kind of cancer?
Probably.
If I said, Jong, where's the very last place you would want cancer?
Brain or penis.
Okay, so top two. It's one of the two worst cancers you can get. Mann Centers is the only certified practice in Houston performing the Shang-Ring circumcision procedure. Shang-Ring adult male circumcision is an FDA-approved, easy, quick, safe, and effective procedure. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes. They perform it right there in the clinic. Recovery time, much less than conventional circumcision. Cost is much less because there's no need for anesthesia. Up to five times less than conventional circumcision on the cost point. It's cleaner, there's less pain, there's lower complication rates, and there's a higher satisfaction rate with appearance, and it's typically covered by insurance. Common misconception is, I'm too old. I've reached a point where it's too late to get this thing trimmed up. It's not true. Shang-Ring procedure could be performed on any male at any age over one. And a circumcised male's overall health benefits and hygiene are much better from it. Give Mann Centers a call today. Schedule a consultation. I-10 in Campbell in Houston. Pearland off 288 Tomball on the Tomball Parkway. Go to manscenters.com to book your appointment now. Mann Centers, men's health starts here.
By keeping your head in the clouds. So pick up your sisters and pick up your brothers, the ones that have fallen asleep. Cause as long as we need the most, let's make this radical, so we can celebrate for you and me. Now I imagine.
Hey guys, are you struggling to find the perfect gift for someone who has it all? Hey, the holidays are almost here, so it's time to quit waiting. You can check off everyone on your list with the click of a mouse. Get the perfect gift and avoid the malls, the lines, the crowds. Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how for only $49.99, you can get my family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter my code FRED in the search bar. That's 75% off. Hey, if you're looking for a gift for anybody who loves meat, if you're looking for a gift for yourself, hey, if you're looking for a gift for me, go to omahasteaks.com. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an exclusive savings just to the Blitzers. Listen to everything that you're going to get for less than $50. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers. I'm not done yet. Four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus get four additional kielbasa sausages for free. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code FRED in the search bar, and get a 75% savings. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. omahasteaks.com.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back.
Celebrate the Astros World Series championship forever with the incredible audiobook History Earned, a retelling of the Astros' magical journey to the 2017 World Series title. It's incredibly affordable at just $13.99, with $1 from every sale going to Hurricane Harvey Relief. Narrated by SportsMap 94.1's own Charlie Polillo and written by Chris Campisi, it's a perfect gift for any Astros fan, easily downloadable to any laptop or smart device. Gift card options are available as well. Go to historyearned.com and download your copy today. If you haven't done it yet, better do it fast. And finally, I have to give
get it while the getting is good, you mean?
Yeah, because you know, I may pull a Disney and put that thing in the archives.
Oh.
And then you'll have to wait.
Interesting. Until the next Houston championship.
Yeah. So, also, how about this? You want to win a 20?
No one's going to last that long.
No, no. So, just saying, if you've been putting it off, quit putting it off. How about this, though? I'm going to give something away because I can. $25 Raising Cane's gift card. Indulge yourself in one love. 24-hour marinated hand-battered premium chicken tenderloins. Raising Cane's now has 24 locations in the Houston metro area. Raising Cane's gift card makes a great holiday gift. Visit RaisingCane's.com to find out the location nearest you today. We'll do caller 15. So there you go. I have a Hey Man Bleep That, but I don't know if you have one. So if you do. I
probably used all my Hey Man Bleep That stuff at the beginning of the
show.
Yeah,
well, that was kind of going to be part of it, but I'll do it anyway.
Okay.
Actually, of course, I have to sneeze right when I say. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. This story came across. The city of Houston, along with Metro, is studying the feasibility of converting a downtown segment of Metro property into a small, temporary, outdoor safe space for homeless individuals. This potential pilot program would provide a safe and healthy environment while individuals work with area agencies on their permanent housing options. It would include professional management, 24-hour security, and supportive services. And it would be near the McKee Street Bridge. It would be an option for those living on the streets or in an encampment. And I really think, you know, the homeless problem, it's very strange how we handle it. Like Super Bowl week, they basically just swept them up somewhere and hit them.
Yeah.
And you know, now it has gotten really, really bad, like especially along Main Street, the Main Street train line, and over on the Wheeler stop. It's... there's tents all over the place under 59 now. I really think that it would be a good idea to do this as long as they're also going to work to get, they're going to actually make sure that they go there. And because that's the problem. If you do all this and then you still have tents set up all over the place, I mean, I agree. Something needs to be done. They need to be helped, but make sure that it's actually going to work and that people are actually going to go there. Because otherwise I say, hey man, f*** that. John?
Mine's real quick. The Rockets are off to a very, very fast and very hot start to the season, and I'm kind of a little tired of the LeBron James rumors already starting. It's getting a little ridiculous. He's coming. Yeah. It's not even, what are we, a quarter of the way into the, maybe a little, about a third of the way into the season, and we haven't even gotten to the playoffs, and the LeBron James rumors are starting in the national media. It doesn't help. Stephen A. Smith doesn't help. The guys on FS1, it doesn't help. To those rumors, I say, fuck that.
Well, and it just started with a USA Today speculative piece, and then everybody ran with it like it was a rumor.
Yeah, and then like people come out and like, oh, I've talked to people close to LeBron James, and he's really putting Houston on the map for a destination if he decides to leave Cleveland. And it's just like, can you let them play the season?
That'd be nice.
What are the odds?
0%.
I don't know. I don't think it's zero. Oh, but
no,
I think
0% that people aren't going to talk about.
No, I mean, what are the odds that he would come here?
10%. I think it's, he will, I think more than likely he'll stay in Cleveland.
Okay.
So a lot of people are telling me Big Mouth is not greater than Rick and Morty, but it's funny, and I should check it out. See, that's different. If you tell me it's better than something that I absolutely love, and I watch it, and it's not close, then I'm, A, going to quit watching it because you set the expectations too high. It's like a blind date where they tell you, man, this chick is beautiful. She's funny. She's smart. And she likes dorky guys. And you get there, and she's not beautiful. She's not funny. She's not smart. She's kind of smart, and she's kind of funny.
She's smart enough to Photoshop her picture to look beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, she is that. That's good. So
But you're not going to like her because your expectations were too high.
What if your friend meant funny looking instead of funny and
I would hope my friend would tell me that. It's like, yeah, she's a little weird. She's got a horse face. And, yeah, her nose is kind of crooked. And other than that, though, she's all right.
But, you know, someone funny and beautiful might be different to your friend.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. We all have different tastes. I get that. But regardless. And Jeff says he worked at a retirement community. There were a bunch of horny men and women getting it done. That just grosses me out, man. And I can't read Mike's that he sent about speaking of old person threesomes because I don't want to send people to that website. But shame on your wife. I'll just say that.
Guys, got to tell you about my computer career. A graduate that was a barista, but she wanted more. She attended classes at my computer career while barista-ing. Today, she's an IT professional. You know why? Because it's not rocket science. You don't need a math background or a computer background. Even if your background is in coffee, it's not too late to get a job through my computer careers, get a career through my computer career. See if an IT career is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation, and you can get trained for the high-demand field of IT. Start your new life in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, though. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.